Let's catch up with Tony and Raiden. Morning to you, Tony.
Good morning.
Now, I was doubting that anybody has ever met their other half in the fruit and veg aisle of the supermarket, and you didn't quite do that, but you almost did, didn't you?
How many boxes do you want me to tick?
Go on then. Whereabouts in the supermarket was it, Tony?
It was the bakery counter in Waitrose.
Oh.
Which was a supermarket. Is still one of the growing supermarkets.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen each other for a long, long, long time, number of years. We were each of us married, but then when we bumped into each other, we were single, and she'd gone to collect the wedding cake for her son's wedding.
How very nice!
And then we bumped into each other. Yeah. We met again a little bit later, and about 6 months after that. 5 months after that, I took her down on Saturday. She thought we were going to collect cakes for the bowling club tea, and I had cunningly prepared, or ordered from Waitrose, of course, a cake that was iced, and it said the date, the 1st of May, it had our names on it, and she opened it, and I said, I love you very much, will you marry me?
I'm welling up, Tony. You're making
lovely.
Me cry. That is such a gorgeous story. I stand corrected. So it wasn't the fruit and veg aisle. It was the bakery counter. But what a romantic story.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Well, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. We love it.
Our pleasure.
Have a happy day. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Tony from Raiden. I think Tony's welling up there as well. It's all... rather nice.
See, love is in the air.
Yeah, but not in the fruit and veg. That newspaper said categorically, was it one in five people
yes.
meet their
in
other
the fruit
halves?
And veg
this
aisle.
I doubt. Tony's an exception. He sounds like a lovely man.
Oh, he does.
Oh, well done him.